Beer. It's the everyman's drink. Fundamentally, it's just yeast, barley, and hops. But for Brian Arnett of Mountain State Brewing Company, located in Thomas and Morgantown, craft brewing, especially here in West Virginia, is something way more than that.
It's a revolution. It's a full-on revolution. It's people that want to know a story behind what they're consuming, and they like the story, and they like the different flavors, and they're provided variety and flavors and things that they would not get otherwise.
If you find yourself in a bar or restaurant in West Virginia, it's nearly impossible not to notice the influx of the state's craft beer offerings on taps, in bottles, and now even cans. Breweries have been springing up all over in recent years, in virtually every corner of the state. Morgantown Brewing Company assistant brewmaster Jesse Sedlock says his operation has grown tremendously since opening in 2009.
When I started here, they were producing maybe 300 barrels a year. This year, we're close to 1,500 barrels a year. So we've actually grown exponentially over the past few years. The draw for craft beer in West Virginia has grown greatly over the last few years. Again, just a few short years ago, there was only maybe 7 or 8 different breweries in West Virginia. This year, there's going to be 12. Next year, there's even more slated to open. So,
with such growth and even more opportunity, brewers began to realize their industry could benefit by banding together. They see competition as a good thing, so much so that Lincoln Wilkins of Blackwater Brewing Company and others had formed the West Virginia Craft Brewers Guild to support the industry as a whole.
We formed a Craft Brewers Guild about a year ago now. It's actually almost spot on a year, about the start of December 2013. And, you know, for a couple of reasons. To promote the craft brewing industry in the state of West Virginia, to make people aware of craft beer and what we're doing, and also to work legislatively, to promote, hopefully, a modernization of some of the craft brewing, or some of the alcohol laws that are relevant to the craft brewing industry in the state.
In September, Wilkins and his fellow guild members took to the state capitol for an inner meeting of the legislature's Joint Committee on Economic Development. During that meeting, the group presented a list of desired changes to state law. Bill Rittenauer of Chestnut Brewing Company in Morgantown is relatively new to the state's craft brew scene and says the licensure process to become a resident brewer was arduous.
As I was going through it, I found it to be very lengthy. But then after it was all said and done, I looked back on it and I go, it wasn't too much. I don't know. I've never opened a business before, so it was tough to really gauge it, but it did feel long while I was going through it. It did feel long, but I'd say all in all, it took about 4 months, I would say, from when I submitted all my paperwork to when I was approved.
Aside from the lengthy process of submitting applications and receiving licenses, West Virginia craft brewers say the fees are too steep for those operating on a small scale and discourage others from starting their own operations. They also say limitations on growler sales and the ability to offer tastings or samplings is keeping them from becoming a bigger economic force. Rittenauer says the labeling and alcohol analysis for new varieties could also be streamlined.
Right now, if I want to make an experimental beer, I need to make a test batch. Then I need to send out the samples for alcohol analysis, which is something I can measure and calculate pretty easily and pretty accurately with some of my equipment, but we need to get third-party verification of the alcohol analysis.
There's also this issue of distribution. Currently, brewers are allowed to self-distribute up to 10,000 barrels a year, but getting their beer to the masses and out to a wider radius almost always necessitates a distributor, regardless of the size of the operation. The problem is, they say, once they've signed a contract with a distributor, there's no way out of it. Arnett says some changes could be made to help brewers without hurting distributors in the process.
There's a national relationship between a brewer and a distributor. Brewers will always use distributors. We self-distributed ourselves, and to get in every nook and cranny in West Virginia and brew beer, it's way too much. So brewers will always find a natural relationship with the distributors. It doesn't need to be forced, you know? So, and brewers will always want to take care of their distributors. That's their customers. So there's a natural wanting to take care of a distributor from a brewer's standpoint. So it doesn't need to be enforced. That's
why tonight, with a bill backed by Governor Tomlin, brewers are likely to get some of the things they've been hoping for, including a sliding scale for the resident brewer's license fee based on volume of production. The governor's legislation includes provisions to allow the sale of 4 growlers at a time for off-site consumption, instead of their current limit of 2. And lastly, brewers would be allowed to offer samplings and tastings on brewery tours, putting their industry on par with wineries and distilleries who already have that privilege. Lincoln Wilkins says that aspect can offer a huge boost to the industry as they try to market themselves as a force in what's known as ecotourism, with recreational tourism like rafting, hiking, and rock climbing available in the state. He says the craft beer industry could complement and augment the things West Virginia already offers.
I really do think that that ecotourism interface with craft beer is probably one of the most crucial aspects of what we're doing. And people want that, you know, they want to come in and they're experiencing the locale. They want that local flavor.
And that local flavor is what Wilkins and his fellow craft brewers say they can sell more easily with the help of West Virginia lawmakers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich. Cheers.